The next thing we're going to talk about are some modifications that are found in the fetal heart. And these are going to be modifications that basically allow the fetal heart to bypass pumping blood to the fetal lungs. Because if you think about it, a fetus is getting all of its oxygen and nutrients and such from the mother through the umbilical cord. And so because it's not breathing air, there's not reason for there to be an enormous amount of blood going to the lungs while the fetus is in the womb. Now, this will change, of course, once the baby is born. There are some modifications to the fetal heart which allow it to send most of the blood to the body of the fetus rather than to the lungs themselves. And some of these modifications are going to include the foramen ovale. And the foramen ovale permits blood to flow directly between the right and the left atrium. Normally, there's not a passageway between these two chambers. And by allowing blood to flow directly from the right atrium to the left atrium, it diverts blood away from that pulmonary circuit that would normally be bringing the blood to the lungs. So it diverts the blood from pulmonary circulation to what we call systemic circulation, which is going to be the circulation that goes to the rest of the body. Another characteristic or another modification is the ductus arteriosus. And this is an actual vascular connection or sort of a link, a blood vessel link between the pulmonary trunk and the aorta. So it takes the blood that would normally be going from the heart through the pulmonary trunk to the lungs and shifts it right over into the aorta, which brings blood to the rest of the body. So again, it's another way of diverting blood away from the fetal lungs. Obviously, some blood has to go to the fetal lungs to help them develop, but not the majority of blood or half of the blood as would be happening in a normal situation to pick up oxygen, because there's no oxygen there to be picked up. Now, both of these characteristics, the foramen ovale and the ductus arteriosus, heal or shift right after birth. And so it usually takes it'll happen within 36, 72 hours or so, and allows the heart to then function normally and to, of course, divert as much blood as needed to the pulmonary circuit to pick up oxygen.